41, before the great coming out of April 1, 1939, there were still 1,471,000 handicraft unit employing less than 6 employees, as compared with 1,734,000 in 1933. Page 171. 42. Bath, quoted Supra, page 67. 43. T. Cole, Cooperative Organization of the Third Reich, Review of Politics, Roman II, 1940, page 438 through 62. 44. Bath, quoted Supra, page 68. 45. Degrees an Wirtschaftsverwaltung, August 27, 1937, November 28, 1939. RGBI, Roman 1, 1495 and 2315, with regulation of September 20, 1939, RGBL, Roman 1, 1872. 26. We can see the curious spectacle of the government running behind the private experts in Aryanization and trying belatedly to snatch a share of the loot, thus squeezing out the small businessmen who had acquired Jewish property but did not have sufficient capital to run it, or especially in the field of real estate, to preserve part of it for the warriors when they return from the victorious war. See the decree on the examination of Aryanization Acts of June 10, 1940, RGBL, Roman 1, 891, where, in case of inappropriated gains through Aryanization, compensation has to be paid to the Reich. 47. Compare L. Gebhardt and H. Merkel, Das Recht der landwirtschaftlichen Marktordnung, 1937, who present an elaborate commentary on the organization of arbitration courts as far as agricultural market regulations are concerned. Statute of February 26, 1935, RGBL, Roman 1, 1293. They remark, Roman 3:25, that appeals against the decision of the Committee of Complaint to the Arbitration Court would have a chance of success only in very exceptional cases. See also W. Weber and F. Wiacker, Eigentum und Enteignung, Hamburg, 1935, page 26 through 33. For a list of the expropriation features in the various decrees, as regards to elimination of ordinary courts in general, see the remark of V. Acker in Deutsches Verwaltungsrecht, 1937, page 466. 48. See, for example, the decision of the Prussian Supreme Administrative Tribunal of March 29, 1935, Roman 100, 329. 49. The practice of the arbitration courts of the food estate has been discussed in P. Giesecke, Entschädigungspflicht bei marktordneten Maßnahmen in Festgabe für Hedemann, 1938, pages 368 through 81. 50. For the status of the controversy, see G. Ibsen, Politik und Justiz, Hamburg, 1937, and S. Grundmann, Die richterliche Nachprüfung von politischen Führungsakten, Zeitschrift für die gesamten Staatswissenschaften, Roman 100, 1945, 12 through 44. 51. Compare Undersecretary of the Treasury Reinhardt in Deutsche Steuerzeitung, 1935, page 485. See also G. Schmölders, Die Weiterbildung des Wirtschaftsrechts, Zeitschrift für die gesamten Staatswissenschaften, Roman 101, 1941, 78. Die Organisation of a Supreme Administrative Court for the whole Reich carries the new status of the judiciary to its logical conclusion when it prescribes that the judges can be removed from the court at the end of the fiscal year. See Frankfurter Zeitung, April 22, 1941. As regards the small part played by the labor courts in determining the relationship between employers and employees, C. Kohl, National Socialism and German Labor Courts, Journal of Politics, Roman III, 1941, 196. 52. As regard to the civil liability of the party for offense committed by party functionaries, see the party point of view in A. Ling, Die Verwaltung der NSDAP, Munich, 1940, pages 257 and following. The right of the courts to pass on this question is upheld by S. Grundmann, quoted, Supra, pages 541 and following. And the decision of the Reichsgericht of February 17, 1939 in Deutsches Recht, 1939, page 1785, page 172. The lower courts, however, more exposed to party pressure, do not seem to follow the Supreme Court. The criminal liability of party members for embezzlement is at times enforced in the courts, provided that one of the numerous amnesties does not intervene. But the secrecy of the procedure and the absolute prohibition of reports on such trials deprive them of any function of control. C. E. Rober and C. Leiser, Skeleton of Justice, New York, 1941. 53. C. O. Kirchheimer, Criminal Law in National Socialist Germany, Studies in Philosophy and Social Science, Roman 8, 1940, 444 through 63. 54. Reichsminister Frank speaks of Taylorism in criminal procedure in his somewhat melancholy reflection on the fate of German criminal law under present conditions in Die Aufgaben der Strafrechtserneuerung, Zeitschrift der Akademie für Deutsches Recht, 1941, page 25. See also G. Dahm, Richtermacht und Gerichtsverfassung im Strafrecht, Zeitschrift für die gesamten Staatswissenschaften, Roman 101, 1941, page 287 through 308. 55, the remaining control organ of the bureaucracy, the Rechnungshof, Court of Accounts Control, never very effective in the observation which it issues on expenditure incurred years before, has under the Third Reich become a repository for high officials from the Weimar period who prove their right to the salary they have drawn in their former positions by checking accounts as soldiers in civil imbued by the spirit of the leader. H. Müller, Die Stellung des Rechnungshofs im Dritten Reich, Finanzarchiv, Roman 7, 1940, 193 and 205. 56, Hugh Scheuner, Deutsche Staatsführung im Krieg, Deutsche Rechtswissenschaft, Roman 5, 1940, page 26. For earlier formulations in the same direction, see R. Höhn, Wandlungen im staatsrechtlichen Denken, Berlin, 1934, page 39. 57. The same exempt position within the foreign and labor ministries is held by the Reich leader of the German abroad and by the work service leader of the Reich. As regards the structure of the youth organization C. H. Dietze, die verfassungsrechtliche Stellung der Hitlerjugend, Zeitschrift für die gesamten Staatswissenschaften, Roman 100, 1940, 113 through 56, who comes, page 154, to the conclusion that the youth movement is an institution which does not belong exclusively to the party or to the government, cannot be measured by conception of a party law or constitutional law, and thus is subject only to those of the Reich law. 58. The inherited elements in the National Socialist Party are naturally effaced if the party is contrasted with the somewhat literary and artificial political styles of 19th century representation instead of with the massive parties of mass democracy. Compare Ibsen, Vom Begriff der Partei, Zeitschrift für die gesamten Staatswissenschaften, Roman 100, 1940, 406. 59, there are no figures available for the period since 1935. But even up to then, with the process of aggrandizement going on, the proportion of officials in the total membership of the National Socialist Party increased from 6.7% in 1935 to 13% in 1935. Compare Goethe, the Nazi Party, its leadership and composition, American Journal of Sociologists, Roman 65, 1940, 527. Some of this increase, however, may only be apparent, as for example in the case where the party acknowledges the right of a wife to transfer her low party membership number to her husband, though he himself refrained from openly joining the party while he was an official. See link quoted supra, pages 172 through 73. 60, in spite of its misleading title, which only refers to the Landkreise, rural districts, the statute of December 28, 1939, RGBL Roman 1, 1940, page 45, is designed to provide general control over the relationship between the middle ranks of the bureaucracy and the corresponding party officials. 61, O. Redelberger, Partei und Staat im Landkreis, Reichsverwaltungsblatt, Roman 61, 1940, page 47. 62, as regard the modified compromise, see the comment of F. Moorstein Marx, Bureaucracy and Dictatorship, Review of Politics, Roman 3, 1941, 101. 63. This story is related in Rosenstock Frank, Le Etames, L'Economie Fasciste Italienne, Paris, 1939, page 233. 64. Its wording in W. Müller, Das soziale Leben im Neuen Deutschland, Berlin, 1938, pages 136 through 37. 65. See for the whole problem the semi-official commentary in G. Nesse, Führergewalt, Tübingen, 1940. 66. Characteristic of the intimate connection between the establishment of authority placed in the German leadership and the execution of its imperialist program is a sharp refutation of the conservative writer Triebel, who attempted to uphold the view of a state may be called sovereign even if it has no external independence, provided that it controls its own subjects. C.H. Triebel, Die Hegemonie, Stuttgart, 1938, page 143, rejected by E. Huber in his review in Zeitschrift für die gesamten Staatswissenschaften, Roman 100, 1940, 179. In fact, the form of domination which the large space, Großraum, imperialism of Germany creates is not very amenable to the fiction of a sovereign restricted to the domestic realm. The developing large space order might, contrary to earlier imperialism, constitute a system of direct and open domination. See E. Huber, Position und Begriffe. Zeitschrift für die gesamten Staatswissenschaften, Roman 100, 1940, 143.